USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Storms struck at least 11 states, causing 27 fatalities, destruction of homes and vehicles, and power outages in the Midwest and South. Little Rock, Arkansas Fire Chief Delphone Hubbard.
We've responded to overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with downed trees, downed power lines, ruptured gas lines. They faced a lot of various mitigating emergencies there.
At this hour, roughly 13,000 homes in Arkansas are still without power. Pennsylvania's Democrat Senator John Fetterman continues to not work. He spoke with CBS News about his battle with depression after checking himself into Walter Reed Medical Center roughly 2 months ago.
I will be going home and be the first time ever to be in remission with my depression. And I can't wait to what it really feels like to take it all in and to start making up any lost time.
Former President Trump will leave Florida for New York tonight to be arraigned tomorrow in Manhattan. According to numbers released by Trump's 2024 campaign, he has raised over $4 million in 24 hours since the indictment first became public. Oil prices are sharply higher after a Saudi-led group of producers said they would cut more than 1 million barrels of output a day starting next month. This morning, a barrel of oil is going for roughly $89 a barrel. Finnish conservative leader Petteri Orpo has won a three-way election race, defeating Social Democrat Prime Minister Sanna Marin. Orpo after the election.
Now I will start negotiations, open negotiations with all parties. I want to build trust and cooperation between parties and build up the strong majority government.
This is USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Supporters of former President Trump are speaking out ahead of tomorrow's arraignment.
Former President Trump's attorney, Joe Tacopina, says when Trump is arraigned this week,
it's a day that, in my opinion, the rule of law in the United States has died.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Tacopina said whether you support or hate the former president, the circumstances of the hush money case being brought against him should be alarming. He's calling Tuesday's arraignment unprecedented. Former President Trump, for his part, will speak from his Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago, after his court appearance Tuesday. It's not known at this time if he will also make a statement in New York after being arraigned. I'm John Schaefer.
The Pope delivers his Palm Sunday message.
In nome del Padre, del Figlio, e dello Spirito Santo.
Pope Francis, in a service in St. Peter's Square, urged the world to take better care of the poor, sick, and lonely. He himself, just the day before, was released from the hospital after being treated for bronchitis. The Vatican says the 86-year-old Pope plans to take part in a full slate of Easter events this coming week, which is the busiest time on the Roman Catholic Church calendar. I'm Jeremy Scott.
NASA will announce the four moon mission astronauts today.
The crew for the Artemis II will reportedly include three Americans and one Canadian, who will make up the first moon mission in more than 50 years. The 10-day mission, which is not expected to take place before November 2024, will have the spaceship circle around the moon before returning to Earth. Artemis II will be the first spaceship to go to the moon since Apollo 17 did it in 1972. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.